that's not political. Too totally political. Ross Beard says, I like American Majority, of course, but I know it's too political. But Spirit of 76, Bob, is a nice touch to it.
Without it, not bringing it up.
Playing its name, that, but why call it the...
Listen, they asked about the new plane. The new plane should be named the Spirit of 76 also, shouldn't it?
Sure.
And that's my view. You don't want to put a new name on the new
plane. Hell no, it's not the Spirit of 76. Right. Why not call it the Spirit of 76? Throwback. You look back and forward.
Yeah. I think that's good.
If they want the word new in it, it's all right. I understand. I don't care. But I don't know if it needs to be added. I think it's the Spirit of 76. That's true. It would probably be useful in the conference. And
It's the up and down thing as far as
Hague is concerned, plus the overriding ego. Persecution, the reverse persecution thing, where he has to persecute other people.
In other words, it's brutality, yeah. If a follow would have something so bad.
incredible. Ron said it was really almost incredible.
Really,
Ron's back.
Yeah.
He said it just kind of all, you know, it was a beautiful dinner. And he said, your thing, they really appreciate it. And Ron said, all that, well, you did a beautiful job in the personal part of it. And a spectacular job of lobbing Finch in without ever saying Finch. Boy, you know, was set up completely in that. Couldn't have been better. And they had a good time. They had good energy. Ron said the entertainment was very good. They have, incidentally, we might want to use this guy, the one, that bearded guy.
What was his name? Brooks.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does he do?
What he does is a thing where they introduce him as a guest. And they, Tap Shriver got up. He said, before we, go to the next thing or something, I thought we'd like to hear a few words from Phil Brooks or whatever his name is.
His daughter, Terry.
Russ Brooks, yeah. So he gets up and he does a thing where he acts like he's a little drunk and he starts to give a speech and he gets all kind of screwed up. And apparently, Ron said it was really one of the funniest things he'd ever heard. And he said the guy would be, if you wanted to do it in a stag dinner or something at the White House, the guy just, you'd do it at dinner, and the thing where you call on people around the tables, you know, you could call on a few people and then call on him, just as if he were the Canadian deputy finance minister or something, you know. He said he'd get up and he'd just completely break the thing up. The guy is so funny. He works up a routine that isn't a sloppy drunk type thing, you know, but it's just he kind of gets a little, has trouble with things. I guess it's pretty funny. And then Jonathan Winters did his baseball routine, the standard thing, which is pretty funny, but it's pretty old. And then Tap gave a little speech, and Finch gave a little speech, and they presented these things. They gave, I've got one for you, they gave these gold coins to the honorees and silver coins to all the other guests. And there, it's a coin with they show it to you, your face on the front, and then the back has the state of California, and it says Californians in the White House. It's a dopey thing to do. I mean, I shouldn't say that.
You know, as a matter of fact,
but it really is.
And they, did they stay on then and organize in this entire
world? Ron didn't know. He said they left, and he thought it kind of broke up.
But
I think they may have gone back to their hotel and been there hustling. That's what Tap likes to do.
But anyway, first of all, there were a hell of a lot of nice people there. Like the usual rich crowd, he had mixed in to have about a half of us in action. It never helped. You know, but he always does, you know. He wasn't really a solid, you know, tightly knit bunch of, you know.
Well, he had 40 seats and he decided to fill them. And as, you know, Ed Carter, who was one of the hosts, couldn't be here. So he filled his seat with Cliff Miller or something like that, you know.
But anyway, it was nice for them. But the only thing that I would say is that I still wish we could give them their drink at the White House.
I do too. Bob, it really felt strongly that you would have upstaged the hosts and that would have been an insult to them. I think he's wrong. I think it would have been the highest possible compliment.
It was, I know you're here and you're here and you're honored. I want to do this. Just grace this occasion. Stand there and move on. The Green Band is playing.
You just can't do
I
it right.
Remarks, and then I leave and say, no, John, there's a bus outside. Take you over there. Wish you the best. I got to catch my bus to Camp Dave. Well, Bob does not, well, even his suggestion that I move from table to table and sit and talk to shit, that
would have been impossible. Those tables were,
well,
you couldn't have talked at the table.
I went around and spoke to each one of those people, and each one had a chance to say a word, which was the important thing. Each one had a feeling of appreciation.
And then you speak to the group, and you give a very extensive
thing to the group. They all felt that, my God, they did a hell of a job. They were the most important people in the world.
And that's what matters.
Yeah. And how they feel that.
Sitting at the table with them would not have done that. Because then you had to talk to a group at once. You can't talk to individuals at the table. Except the ones on each side of it. Holmes was there,
yeah. Yeah, I saw
Holmes, Tuttle, Bill Smith.
Spilsman that I talked to.
Forrest Shumway. Those are just, yeah, some power there, some good people. And,
yeah, the Orange County Crown, and see about it in San Diego.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Charger man.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Well, it's all right. IMC is doing things in a somewhat unorderly way, but I don't like it done in a disorderly way.
I said, you're right.
I suppose we should not insist on their being so orderly. People say we do. But I think people like things that are orderly.
It comes off better if it's done that way. This would have, if this was fine, but it would have come off better if they had been at the White House and could have, you know, in the morning. Bob's argument is they've all been in the White House, Bob, you know. That doesn't matter. And being in the White House,
everybody to be there and walk in that door. That's the biggest thing in the world.
I love going over to the White House, and I've been there more than all those people put together.
I've gone there pretty many times. If you walk down to that first floor, to that blue room,
it's there's just something about that place.
The state dining room, that's going to get up there next to the room.
The whole thing is just,
really, it's a hell of a place. The feeling of greatness in it. You don't have to feel
that's
like
it.
Blair House.
No.
It's a nice little place.
Blair House is nice. It is. It's a nice house.
But we were right. But I think that in the future, we will not get ourselves sandbagged into it. I do anything of that sort. I guess it's all right if I drop by and talk to you out from where I don't get so involved that it's a kind of my party. Got to control them.
Yep.
And it's a favor to control them. It's like the advanced man, you know, put
that's
on
right.
The ground. And usually afterwards, after all the noses are broken and bloody and everything,
I'll say, gee, I'm sure glad you
what
did
do back or something.
Yep. Because it came out better than ours would. Much better. They do.
Always.
Because it's a, it's true.
Think we Klein ought to do it. I understand. I don't think because not to do it, but because it'll help us. I think Klein's a goddamn good property to somebody. I just think somebody should we speak to Taft about it?
We do.
Bob has.
Well, Bob.
No, he has. I know.
Taft.
I haven't been talking about it. This is one hell of a thing.
Shivering in the cold.
It's a bad place to get inside.
What did Times say there wasn't any coffee out?
Judith and Ruth
Leon Nardini. Leon Nardini.
I'm not Jewish.
I didn't tell you that.
No, I was exactly what I was going to try to find out, is that they were Jewish.
Bush to succeed in the full term, something he makes me need.
think it
currently we have planned to do both of them and Brainerd.
Ready to do both of
them?
We've got Diego.
Bobby, Brainerd, Crow.
They want to do it fast before the Pope finds out.
Bobby, Brainerd, and Crow.
Sir, I promise we'll be doing this separately.
Yeah, he's in good shape. I've been talking to him, and he's, you know,
well,
he's dry.
Well,
yeah, solid.
Yeah.
He's in good shape.
Good.
That's no problem.
Then what am I doing? Well, the other one's going to override
us. Yes, it will. But, Mr. President, the whole thing going to Italy has been in every speculative story.
Yeah, is it going to be any great?
It's not going to be a surprise, though.
Yeah.
Detroit.
I've got the Detroit.
He's got a whole league schedule.
Or,
complex man. That's my sketch.
Listen, I'll tell you, this is the most wonderful thing going.
Is it depressing?
Oh, they snapped up. By God, they really start falling out there. Act like they should. It's a good way to control them. Then I thought we'd give daily news coverage with the one hand thing, the Hearst and FBI. I thought we'd do the UN thing, do one to ABC, network television.
Okay.
If we go direct it with Scout, give it to Bill Gill, it's a big story. Let them break it Monday, two nights.
We're going to get that one worked out.
Well, when it's worked out,
we'll get it when we're ready.
Got
to get Rogers in line, but I'll be able to go on that.
Raised a question about helps to Iraq and Iran.
On the ground, that he was CIA, right?
Bullshit.
Wait, he's trying to run down and told him he's going to win.
Well,
and also because he wants Farland to stay there, we know the plan for Farland. It's all right. We just have to do it. Bill is trying to, I don't know why he's trying to block Helms. Some may raise a question. The latest Henry stuff is going to go on another day.
I announced today I got a call from Paris when I was briefing.
5 hours.
And 5 hours. And they really planned this instruction thing. We've got that movie going right now.
But he's getting instruction right.
They're really playing it. I said to you last night that after talking to the astronauts, you weren't late to the night receiving cables and sending instructions to them for today's meeting. And I said, there's a break for lunch today.
In fact, Buck's going to put the responsibility on me when the thing doesn't work. That's all right, too. It may have worked, but it's very likely to be played out. But that's all right. It just makes it clear that I'm staying in touch.
You could be, see, that's another way to argue that if it doesn't work, you could be instructed to come to camp.
That's right.
So you could be instructed to work.
Have you had a chance to do any more thinking of the, on the two cables you read? Where you want to change your mind? Holland seems to be leading in the direction that I ought to go with the Henry's plan.
No, sir, I've thought about it more. I'm firm on my suggestion. I just don't think that there's a need for you to go on television.
Why not?
That's the reason.
Well, how can you come back from... How can you come have Henry come back and have the talks collapse and have the North...
Read his last wire.
Yeah. I know I had it. I was over here before this morning. But I don't have it with me.
But it's... What he says is that we got to face the facts of life, that we may want to peddle it, that this is just a break and things are going on and all that sort of stuff. But what's really happening is going to be told by both Vietnamese, North and South, that the talks...
Both are going to piss on them. Both are going to say the talk broke down.
The talks are still...
North Vietnamese will attack us and the South Vietnamese, but the South Vietnamese will say the talks broke down because... the North was entrenched, so that would be good. They'll place it that way, and we will never excite and so forth and so on. And the classified is Henry's fight is that
you've got to run under
the circumstances that I must go and explain to the people why the talks are there and rally the people to support the continuation of our bombing activity until we get a
How are the people going to buy this virus?
I'm only throwing up the trailer. All of it has not changed his mind. If you judge,
well,
I asked him, what's the strongest argument?
You really
Henry's strongest argument here. Now, let's see what you're going to knock it down.
My view is,
so
first
you're going to have to go around with it before I get to it.
My view is, first of all, if they break down, the best possible.
because they will say, screw you. There's
no.
Henry's point is that the way it's, but of course, let's understand, Bob, that he's doing a little wishful writing in this respect, too. Regardless of what they can say, he can say, well, they have refused to talk, and so let's go before, and then come back. You know what I mean, sir? And also, the way he handles how it breaks off will determine how they break off.
That's the point.
And that's the point.
That's why we cut the message to him.
Now, North Vietnamese, well, carrying that thought out, the North Vietnamese can walk out and say, we will not talk, we're going to continue war for 10 more years until we win our fight for freedom. It's how we posture ourselves. My view is it would be a mistake for the president to go on nationwide television and do another speech to the American people talking about Vietnam. I think the points that we want to make can be made.
On that point, may I say, the president going is that basically, I've just been to that well almost once too often now. Isn't that really it? People are sick of the goddamn war. I talk about, I now want to report to you again on the war in Vietnam.
The American
that war in the back of their minds.
The American people went through the Johnson period of that. We've gone through 4 years where very effectively the Vietnam policy was explained. Through that process, I think we're at a point now, particularly after the victory, as substantial as it was, that we're on an upswing here, in terms of you're at a very high point where you don't have to go through that type of dramatic move to rally the people. They're rallied. And the points that Henry refers to in his cable can be made if by others than the president, and by different methods than the president doing it on the tube. They can be made by Henry, and they can be made by well-structured remarks by
Well, they're weak points. They're not points.
You know what I'm saying? Let me suggest this. Because of Henry's uncertain psychological attitude, really what his problem is here, as I read between the lines, he feels that the first administration piece of an hand, and he compounded it by saying, wrap it up in one more meeting. Made the second mistake in order to conquer the first one. Now, he raised his own hopes and thought, well, this is it, we're going to get it done. I talked to Duck, and we've been every goddamn thing here. You know, having gotten himself into that position, Henry cannot bear to come back and face the press, knowing that they're going to say, hit him hard here. He likes to fight, but he doesn't like to fight. You see, his fights usually have not involved things he has done, mistakes he has made.
That's right.
If you look back, when everything's gone real well, those guys, he's explained this policy or that policy, the rest of them, able to attack the North Vietnamese or the Congress, that any question. The only other time he had a similar situation like this, he went through a similar psychological trauma against Pakistan. Remember? Pakistan think he damn near cracked. And I think what shows that's his problem. Now, my feeling is that what he really wants here, and he would not want to admit that, he'd be horrified if he really was cross psychoanalyzed and psychoanalyst said, Henry, this is your problem. What he really wants, he's afraid to go out there. He wants me to go out as the blocking back and clear the way. And for me, to associate myself with him, to take responsibility for it and say, now, my good friends, my fellow Americans, let us join together. We will step up the bombing and we will continue the military activities till we get our prisoners back. That's the speech. Because the South Vietnamese and the North Vietnamese will not transfer their troopers to the camp. Now, what's your reaction to that? Is my analysis of Henry somewhat bullshit?
I think so, because I think
could be.
I think Henry recognizes it, and I don't mean to color this in the wrong way. If the talks break tomorrow, next week, whenever they break, there is absolutely no question about the fact that the initial interpretation is going to be a defeat. In other words, the expectation has built to the point
to beat for the administration.
For peace. For peace. Because the expectation has built on the pieces at hand statement and the basic optimism that has surrounded the talks.
track.
If they break, it's going to be a letdown. It's going to be a defeat.
Also, incidentally, another thing is, before you go into the meeting, another thing is hope to create things. Things that we tried to get Henry to avoid. The smiling picture.
That's right. These are absolutely
the smiling picture. They're
waving at the camera.
Not that camera. That will count. Come on. Defeat for people.
Okay.
All right. So that's what we have to ride through.
We have to recognize that will be the case. Now, on the other hand, this goes to the point I made yesterday. I happen to feel that the statement, we will only sign when it's right, is a stronger statement than pieces of hand. The piece of hand statement in that whole syndrome, which we just talked about, will lead to an automatic interpretation that we did not achieve what was set out to be achieved, that there somehow there was a breakdown. We would explain that, of course, by saying that the North Vietnamese, and this is a case I guess from this case, was reverted to their position of intransigence. And that will tend to solidify our argument. But no matter how you talk this, I believe we're in a stronger position to stand on, I will not sign an agreement until it's right. The intransigence point, the North Vietnamese attitude, I will not sign until right, all of those points that we need to solidify our position in this can be made by a very direct, firm statement by Kissinger, or by a very firm, direct statement by the spokesman. I think it would be a mistake to put the president in a position where he is addressing himself to this in the first person. Because the moment you do that, you escalate it to something that it's not. We have only 24,000 troops in Vietnam now. People aren't dying in Vietnam now.
And it's Christmas time.
Yeah, it's Christmas time. And no one really gives a damn about it. People still think we are bombing North Vietnam.
People still... Bob's point, which I always will run, and should worry, very important. They don't show those horrible pictures of poor Americans with their ass shot off on television every night, do they?
No. The TV doesn't show the war every night.
The TV shows Henry Kissinger in a black cat.
That's right. Now, there's no question about the fact that folks who run big banners, bombing of the North resembles. And the New York Times will scatter all over the place bombing.
Harry will think I've got to go on television.
Walter Cronkite and those guys will come on, and it's never going to end. The war is continuing, and the bombing is renewed.
Nixon fails
and so forth.
A government will attack.
That's right. They'll attack. But that's not going to make, in my view, the deep penetration of the public, attitude toward this war and toward this situation. Unless it is elevated to the first person, the President of the United States, who's dealing with it, confronting it, because my view is that most people will say, and this was shown in the support for the President, among other things, he's doing his best to bring this thing to a conclusion. And I've got confidence in my President, and he's doing what is right. And that is the strongest position I think we can take. And in the long run,
it's going to be shown.
I think the American people, although some segments will complain, they will our critics will be after us. But in the long run, from the standpoint of the overall support of the American people, it's my view, we're far better off not moving to a position where
it looks like we just signed the West Acre sign. Well, escalating the thing where we say we signed an agreement, but we were hoodwinked,
right,
and we were tricked, and now we've got to resume the bombing. And I, in effect, go out and say, I confess. That's what it is. I'm inclined to think this. I'm not sure that when Henry comes back, maybe Ron will make a mistake. There's another possibility.
The only problem with that is that's so unusual. When Henry's come back, he's given us a briefing.
Henry each time.
Yes, sir.
And if he doesn't,
but it could be a combination of things. But I really firmly believe this, and I hope to go to
the Henry's briefing on not to be on
push this
and radio,
not to be
in the room briefing.
Well, I don't miss
the brain that he's got to have television because he's always had it.
Well, but
no, he hasn't always had it.
Well, he has within the last four or five times. But that's sweet. Either way we want. My view is that when Henry comes back, he has to walk out there, not with his liberal, not with his, emotional, I got to explain all of this. We should walk out there with a strong, brief statement. And it is only a position of strength.
That's right.
And a positive, offensive position.
Gentlemen, we have had long some negotiations. We have narrowed some of the differences. We still have not reached agreement. We are, the agreement, negotiations now are negotiations now. We are now consulting our principals, and we're ready to negotiate whenever the other side is. I can't give you any time or any date when talks are resumed. We'll let you know. I can only say that we're going to press to begin negotiations, and we're particularly pressing because we want to get our POWs back, which is a first priority. Yeah. And now,
and then don't explain the air activity. Just
the air activity. Well, that is just do that. Don't think that's going to make that big a story either.
It will, but it'll make a big story. But it's a story that's been running over and over.
And also, it's a story that a hell of a lot of people don't like. A lot of people don't like the fact that these are intransigent bastards. So what do? We just sit back in our cave. The president just ordered bombing to the north. They were allowed to
come out of this. Henry has to understand he could come out of this position of trust and great strength. Henry would walk out and say, gentlemen, but I made that statement, and he doesn't have to go through all the tales on the right way. So, gentlemen, when I made the statement that peace is at hand, it was at hand after 10 years.
Right.
A number of things have happened as we began to seek clarification and really examine.
And then they backed off.
They reverted to their intransigence. We are not going to sign a settlement of this war. That is not right. That is our position.
One that will lead to another war or being just a temporary peace.
But as we've made absolutely clear over
as the president has made clear, as the president has made
over again. Yeah. And then the air power or the action. That works.
Backs it up.
Effective. Backs it up. Okay. Absolutely. And on the air power, no matter what you do, if one F-104 goes in or 50 B-52s, the same type of story is going to be written.
Right.
The
exact
same amount of hit.
Something.
I mean, heat. On the air power.
That's why I always say you give it plenty. You get blamed for it, whatever you do. And it is called blame, as you say. It's for a lot of people, it's credit. The doves have been petrified at the thought. Immediately after the war, I go and sort of start creaming the north. Well, they're quite right. That's the point of this, too. The strong part of that is, my God, yes, sir, we're going down the peace road. They don't want to do it. Then we're going to cream them. Then we're going to the whole bar.
Yeah.
trying to finish up. Down the bottom. Stuff came rolling in.
I don't mind, as I told you, doing the 3 days of the inaugural. Let's just make that the best goddamn inaugural we ever had so that everybody has a feeling that you participated and so forth and so on.
Okay.
So the variety show will be that night, then the gala then. Can we repeat some of it for,
sure.
for them?
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
We would.
That allows us to use more stars that way.
That's right.
And are we getting harmony or not?
I understand we are.
I just feel I can't be in a position of seeing only one third of harmony when he comes. I think that would be a hell of a front. Well, I think I see half of it.
We'll stagger the time so you can see half of it. You can survive that. We can start them at different times, and you see half of each show.
Have theirs be later.
And you don't have to see very much of that. You have to drop by that one. Okay. You won't be able to stand it anyway.
No.
To catch a couple acts of that. And
you're sure we're right at the black time?
No, not sure. I think we are.
But I'd like to get one white time. That's what I was thinking of.
Well, then, it's the ball, that's what should be the one time.
No. I don't want all those people have to bring them. No. Let's have a black tie. That's gala. That's gala, huh?
Let me have to do a little checking. People may want to wear a white tie.
You'll
see if the labor guys and all that maybe feel that white tie.
Maybe you'll check with just the people that want to wear it.
No.
Or check Colson.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Just check some of those, you know, people that always wear a white tie, it may not be as big a deal to wear a white tie as the people who've never had one on before.
See, we're going to do a white tie dinner, so we come on a little later.
Yeah.
What do I do with the astronauts when he comes back? I'm just not going to go through that hour business. I think I'll just have them shake their hands and have a picture taken and say, come up here for a time. I'll see if they can't pay. But I'm not going to have dinner with them.
Better to do the out to the country before you go to Europe.
Yeah.
mean, two in the capital and one in an outer city, at least in some of them.
He spent all that time in Russia and China. It isn't right to go to these other places.